We're going to talk today about women who destroy kings. Women destroy kings. As this mother, the mother of King Lemuel, taught him this to prepare him for life. He says in verse 2, "What, my son, and what the son of my womb, and what the son of my vows?" And then she begins the instruction, "Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings." And I'm going to preach right here. Let's pray. Dear God, Father, I pray some young folks, whether now or later, God, listening to this sermon, I ask, Father, that you would make the word meaningful to them. Let them hear and tremble. Let it take root in their hearts. And Father, I know for all of us, there is an admonition here, an application. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Amen. All right, young people. You need to know this. Young men. The book of Proverbs is written from the major standpoint of warning a young man. However, there are certain applications in all of this that you can make as a young lady, not to get around the wrong type of people, not to get around the wrong type of man, not to be unequally yoked together with unbelievers and depart from every brother that walketh disorderly. If you depart from every brother that walketh disorderly, you think you're supposed to marry him? Obviously not. But here's what young folks need to know. This is what a young man needs to know. Listen to me, young man. If a bad woman can destroy a king, she can destroy you. If a bad woman can destroy a king, she can destroy you. Proverbs 7 says, "Hearken unto me now, therefore, O ye children, and attend to the words of my mouth. Let not thy heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her path, for she hath cast down many wounded. Yea, strong men have been slain by her." That means she'll send you to hell. She'll ruin your life. She'll take away your money and destroy your life, your career, your soul, your joy. Now, the young person in his pride, the young man in his pride, he thinks he knows what he's doing. It's been a theme for today. Because that's where we're at in the Scriptures, and I know God's on time. But the young person thinks he knows what he's doing, and oftentimes, he will not listen to reason or to warning. And the next thing you know, he's in a lot of trouble. Got a baby, don't you? Gonna do. So daddy and mama, gonna call them up, let them know. Got a child, don't you? What are you going to do? They don't tell you that in the movies, do they? Going to kill it? Going to kill it? Not? Praise God. Going to have your wages garnished? Next 18 years? Whoa, just wait a second. I'm just starting out on my life. I'm at the prime of my youth. What's going on here? How How can I build anything taking this much money out of my paycheck? I sure wish somebody would have sat me down and warned me that these types of things happen. Why are you in church? That's why I'm preaching. Listen though. See, when you go out and mess around with women, you're against God's design. God designed things to be a certain way. And we can live in the fantasy world of make-believe. You can live in the fantasy world of Hollywood. It's all a lie. You can have somebody sit up there with their rock song and tell you a whole bunch of lies, but it's all a lie. It doesn't work the way they sing. And you find out real quick, wait, whoa, 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 wait just a second. That wasn't in the rock song. See, God designed for you, if you're called to marriage, at a certain time of your life, to be interested in a woman for the purpose of marrying. And if you are not interested in marriage, and you are not ready for marriage, you have no reason or no right to be interested in a girl, in a woman, at all. Period. And if you are interested in marriage, you have no business dealing with her. You need to come to her daddy. But God made things a certain way. So if you are called to marriage and you get married, you can have children and be blessed with a family, but when you get out of God's order, when you get out of God's way, and you start doing things in a way that He did not design, and all of a sudden you have children, and you're like, how did this happen? It happened because that's how God made it to be. And He made children to be brought forth in the context of marriage. You say, why is that? Well, so the little child can have a mama and a daddy who are committed. That's what marriage is. I vow to you to stay true to you as long as you're alive. And that is what marriage is before God, a covenant to come together and be true. And that is what the child needs. A mama and he needs a daddy, and God designed you to have children in marriage for the purpose of protecting that child in the context of marriage. When you get out and get interested in women and you say, well, I'm not going to sin, you need to hear the Bible today. Many strong men have been brought down by bad women. And you say, oh, but I'm strong. Oh, you think so? You think you're stronger than all of these men? So you say, they're not going to garnish my paycheck. Kill it. Guess what? You know what it's like living with guilt? You know what guilt does to you? Do you know what guilt did to Cain? How Cain could barely lift up his head. His countenance was fallen. Do you know for you to succeed in life, be what God wants you to be, you have to have the strength. You have to have the joy of the Lord. And when you're walking around with the depression that comes from guilt, do you know it's going to destroy everything you set your hands to? You say, what is plaguing me? What's plaguing you is guilt. That God never intended you to be dealing with at that young an age. Or ever, really. There's forgiveness and mercy with God, friend. You're going to have some scars. You're going to have some pain. And that pain is going to hurt you. It's going to hurt you at the prime of youth when you do not need that type of confusion. You don't need that type of depression. You don't need that type of anxiety that's going to come upon your life. And you don't need the curses of God against you. Because you go murder a living child. You've got God against you. He defends the innocent. So I'm telling you as a young man, don't you ever, ever in this church let me hear that you have a girlfriend. That is the stupidest, most ignorant thing I've ever heard of. And if your daddy don't get in the way, I'm going to kick you up inside down to this church. I'm dead serious. It is a wicked, wicked thing for you to get involved with women until you're ready to marry. You understand? If kings have fallen, you better believe these women will get you. Hey, don't forget, if you're saved, you're a king in Christ. And there's women that can destroy kings. It says in Revelation 1, unto him that loved us, washed us from our own blood, with his own blood, God forbid, washed us from our sins in his own blood, hath made us what? Kings and priests unto God and his Father. You are a king in Jesus. But you can lose your kingdom crown, at least in the 1,000-year kingdom. You can lose your kingdom crown. Notice what it says, King of God. Behold, I come quickly, Revelation 3, hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. How could a king get so destroyed that he loses his crown? Well, there's a lot of ways you could lose your crown. But a young man better read what the Bible says, a woman can steal it. Many kings have lost their crown, lost their whole reign, lost their kingdom reign because a woman stole it. And so many of them have mourned and said she just wasn't worth it. She did me wrong. She was bitterness. I was vexed. I was hurt. It's rottenness in my bones. I've never met such a curse. And now I lose my reign. I lose everything because of her. This is why you don't need to deceive yourself about foolish women. They can get in your head. You can come under their power. And if you don't end up with a child out of wedlock, you might end up falling in love. Somebody is going to take you for a ride. A bad woman will take you for an emotional ride. Tied into a tree. Some man gets out here, some young fella. He gets attracted to the first thing that flirts with him. And he starts getting emotionally involved. The next thing you know, he says, I love her. He's then lost his mind. And she's taking him all over the place, up and down. He's burning out all of his energy, all the plans that God had for him. He's wasting to chase down this woman. And then once she knows that he's fallen for her, he moves on to the next victim. That's how she is. She's fickle. She just wanted to see if she could conquer him. Now that she has him, she moves on anyway. Now he's hurt with a broken heart. God never expected you to have. God never intended for you to have. Because you got out here contrary to God. And you started messing with women God never wanted you to mess with. And now you're angry. You said, no woman's going to do that to me again. So you go on a rampage of breaking hearts. How much destruction, how much energy are you going to burn out? How much pain, how much judgment from God are you going to bring down on your life? And when God, when you finally do meet a good girl, when you finally meet the one that God would have wanted you to be with, you're not worthy of her anymore. You wouldn't treasure her. You wouldn't cherish her. You're so angry and bitter and hurt Because you messed around with a woman that God told you not to mess around with. God never intended that type of heartbreak for you. God never intended you to go through these things. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 5, lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life. That is, unless you should think about how you should make money for a living, unless you should think about what you're going to do for the future, unless you should think about how a man's going to be found worthy at the judgment seat of Christ, unless you could consider all of these things, her ways are movable that you cannot know them. That means she likes you. She doesn't like you. She likes you. Now she likes Roger. She wants to go here. Now she wants to go there. She says she's a Christian. Now she says she doesn't believe in God anymore. What in the world's going on? You're being bounced around with a woman that God never expected you to be around. And your whole life is cursed. You may get out of it in the next 7 or 8 years, but you're going to be hating it. You're going to say, oh, that I had obeyed wisdom. Oh, that I'd heard what the pastor was preaching. I tell you what, getting these words of wisdom from this mother inspired in your Bible, getting these things preached to you is one of the greatest advantages you could have at your age that many a young man out here are missing. And the next 10 years of their life is going to be affected because they did not get what I'm saying to you right now. Proverbs 7, now is she without. Now she's in the street and lieth at wait at every corner. She's all over the place. She's a bundle of emotion. She's fickle. She doesn't know what she wants in life. She just wants to have fun. She's here, she's there, she's now. She just wants to go where the fun and the excitement is. And you are going to end up cursed by these types of women. Even the world knows, whatever field you're entering into, success depends. This isn't Christian wisdom. This is worldly wisdom. Success depends upon you staying away from women while you're trying to get yourself successful. Even the folks in the world know this. So it's a shame when any believer who has the Holy Spirit and has the manual of life will go get themselves involved in such a way when even the world can tell you that's not the way to succeed. These women will bring you down. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking about bad women. She's just a friend, you say. You better choose your friends wisely. God says, don't you have a friend that walks in sin? And there's a certain connection that you ought not have with girls. It's just not right. So that's how they do it in the world. Well, the world also kills babies. You ever think about that? The world's going to go to hell. Are you going to go to hell? So you better obey the wisdom of folks that don't intend to go to hell. And not obey the folks out here that are going to burn. If she can take down kings, and she can take down strong men, she can take you down. And no matter how strong you think you are, couldn't beat Samson in arm wrestling. Just try it. And Samson got taken down by bad women. Are you stronger than Samson? Well, I'm not strong, but I'm wise. Solomon was wise. Solomon got taken down. David was a man of war. And David got taken down. To say, now wait just a second. If they got Samson, they got Solomon, they get many strong men, Who can overcome them? God never said to overcome them. He said, run. Now you get it? Run! Flee! Get away from them! Don't say, I think I've got myself straight. I think I'll be able to handle it. No, she's not going to get in my head. I've got this under control. Run! Say one of the church fathers was getting off a boat after his conversion. One of those bad women come running down and says, oh, hey, it's me, it's me. And he took off running and says, but it's not me anymore. And he left. He didn't try to battle that thing. You're you, but I'm not me. Good, isn't it? Old Samson, he couldn't resist a flirt from a pretty bad woman. And just love attention. Why they go wrong many times. They just want attention. They want to be admired, respected. Somebody starts giving them attention. Some men, they just can't stand it anymore. They lose all ability to think and reason because somebody is giving you admiration. Samson could not resist that admiration. And it brought him down. So let's obey God. How shall a young man cleanse his way? Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way, says Psalms 119, by taking heed thereto according to thy word. So if you're going to get your way clean, you're going to have to obey the Bible. Well, what does the Bible teach about lust? What does it teach about bad women? What does it teach about these women that can bring down a Solomon, that can bring down a David, that can bring down a Samson? And you better believe they can bring you down too. What do you do? Let's listen to what the Word of God says. Listen to me, young man. It says in 2 Timothy 2, flee also youthful lust. Know what that means? Run. Run away. Run like you're running from a lion. But follow righteousness and faith and charity and peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Do you see what God told you to do? God says when you're at a young, impressionable part of your life, actually any time of your life, but especially at a young, impressionable part of your life where there's going to be women that are going to try to attack you and bring you down. The Bible says that you need to get around those that fear God. And you know what? There's something to be said. I remember a preacher said not long ago that before he got married, he went and found all of the widows with gray hair, and he sat down and got close to them and began praying with them and talking with them and saying, well, do you see that girl over there? What do you think about her? And many times they'd shake their head and say, no, you don't need to mess with that. And they would bring... What you need to do as a young man, you don't need to be around folks that are your age all the time. You understand that? You need to get around some adult, get around some elderly people. So learn to value these aged men. Oh, I love to drive around with these men that are aged and I want to just sit here and talk. Oh, they might go to sleep on you sometime, but wake them up. Wake them up and say, hey, tell me about this. Tell me about what you did when you were a young man. And they will go and they will give you words of wisdom. You got to learn to draw it out of the well. A wise man will draw it out, you see. Learn to get around people and draw their wisdom out of them. The Bible says, find those who fear God and get around them and begin to pray and call on the Lord. But flee anything that looks like lust. What you ought to do as a young man, if somebody walks up and says, listen to this music, and you're listening, and it's talking about things that seem to stir up your lust, run from it. They say, where are you going? Get way down the road, a couple of yards from them, and say, I need to stay away from that. I want to make money. But more important than success is being right with God, not going to hell. He might come tonight. But regardless, whether it's earthly curses or curses at the judgment seat, I want to get far from you. If some woman starts flirting with you and you know she's not the kind you want to marry, run from her. Say, well, I'll be embarrassed to do that. Hey, better be embarrassed and just run from her. Better be embarrassed than mess around and end up in trouble. What did he say in Proverbs chapter 5? Remove thy way, what? Far from her. Come not nigh even the door of her house, lest thou give thy honor unto others and thy years unto the cruel. You want to sell out the next 10 years of your life? Want to sell out the next 15 years of your life? You want to be cursed? They'll take you on a roller coaster ride and you'll wake up and you're decades older. Like, wow, how did I get so old? Well, let strangers be filled with thy wealth. We're talking about money here, friend. See that? Bad women, look at the prodigal son. The elder brother said he wasted his money with harlots. They have one thing, spend your money and let's party. Spend your money. When your money's gone, they're gone. Unless you've got something else, such as nice cars, nice rock band, whatever it is. But I'm going to tell you something, you're going to end up cursed. The Bible is absolutely true, you will end up cursed. You will waste precious years. There's some women that will aim their arrows just to see if they could take you down. For no other reason, just to see if they can take you down. And the more you resist, the more crazy they get. The more obsessed. Which is why you shouldn't have any contact with them. Say, well, I'm at this one job. I've been working here at a fast food place and she won't leave me alone. Get a new job. But a good way to get rid of them is start witnessing. Quit playing that worldly game. Start saying, you know what? Jesus is coming pretty soon. Are you interested in Bible prophecy? Do you know? And I tell you what, they'll leave quick. Say, oh, that's nice. Bye. Hey, what happened? I thought you was interested in so-and-so. Oh, no, he's strange. One of those born-again fanatics. Tear him off with preaching! The Bible says, as a young man, you have strength. And the proverb says, don't you give your strength unto women. It says in Proverbs 20, the glory of young men is their strength. What does God mean? He means you have a lot of energy. You have a lot of ability. You can come down here to the church and serve. You can endure the heat. There's just so much you could do because of the strength of your youth. And you need to give that unto God. Not be somewhere chasing a bad woman. Give God the best parts of your life. Give God those tender, precious, strong, energetic parts of your life. Give it unto God. And if you meet somebody that says, you ought to be out having fun, enjoying your youth, say, you know what? There's no better way to enjoy my youth than giving God the precious part of my life. I'm going to give it to Him. I'm sold out for God. Aren't you interested in marriage? If God brings the person and He prepares me for it, I'd love to be married. But that's in God's hands. So what I say to a young person as we wind down is this. First thing you need to do is grow up. If you're not old enough to be married, you're not interested in women. Period. What are you talking about women for? Are you old enough to be married? Well, if you're old enough in years, are you old enough in maturity? Are you mature? Can you support a family? I don't have a job. Young man, you're interested in women, you don't even have a job? You have a skill? You have something you're working on to support yourself? That's what a wise man's going to say. The first thing he's going to say when you come to him and say, I'd like to be interested in courting your daughter. He's going to say, you got a job? I know we're in and out of work. These are hard times. But you need to be able to show that you're able and willing to support a family and work hard. Simple. So you say, oh, well, I guess I need to work on my career. That's right. There are some excellent homeschooled Christian men, 20 years old, that already own a house. And they go to a man and they say, I am interested in courting your daughter. Can you support my daughter? Not the first question you're going to ask, but that is a question. Well, I have a house. How'd you get your house? I die and give it to you? No, sir. From age 14, I saved up by cutting lawns. I bought a house. Now you got the attention of somebody. I'm not saying that's an absolute thing you have to do. I'm just saying that is a praiseworthy example of a Christian young man taking responsibility for himself at a young age, so when he goes to talk to a father, he can get a precious wife that will do him good all the days of his life. The Bible says you find a woman like that, you found a very, very precious thing. Don't you want this for your boys? Don't you want this for your daughters? So what I say to every young man, are you ready to be a king in your house? You can't control yourself. How are you going to control my daughter? You can't manage yourself. If you can't manage yourself and rule your own body, how are you going to rule your house? Thought about that? Got all these addictions. Addicted to this, addicted to that, addicted to this. How are you going to rule my house? You can't even rule yourself. King, priest, prophet. Can I marry your daughter? I don't have a daughter ready to be married. I'm giving you an example of what a godly man will say. Prophet, priest. Are you a praying man? You ever talk to Jesus? You ever pray in church? How are you going to be a priest of your family? You don't even pray. Prophet. Washing your family by the water of the Word. Can you name the Old Testament prophets? You know anything about the Bible? How are you going to lead a family and teach them about the Bible? You don't even know anything about the Bible. What I'm telling you is this. Take responsibility for your own life as a young man and start learning how to be a godly, responsible, mature leader. So much you need to be doing. And chasing women will take you away from every bit of it. Let me give you one last word of warning. When you get ready to marry, the best, most godly woman, the one that'll do you good all the days of your life, not steal your kids from you, years down the road, the best, most godly woman you'll ever find will not be the loudest. He won't be the flirtiest. In fact, he probably will never even look at you, at least not with you knowing it. Her beauty will not be on display. You won't be saying, look at me. Look at my flesh. And I'm showing everybody else too. Won't be doing that. So just be going about her business, a cheerful, godly, sweet girl that will smile, say hello. That's about it. Mike thinks she's rather mean. Not. And you go talk to her father. And you might find that she's the sweetest, most precious, cheerful, smilingest, godly girl that you could ever imagine. But she's not on public display. So I'm telling you, don't you get out here and the first thing that flirts with you, the first thing that gives you attention, think, oh, well, I need to get interested. Oh, one last thing before we dismiss and go. As you go and talk to a father, a godly father is going to want to know one thing. He wants to know one thing besides, are you a Christian? Are you a fighter? Are you a wimp? Are you somebody that succumbs to peer pressure? Do you succumb to the culture? Do you succumb to whatever the devil tempts you with? Or are you a fighter? Every father will know that growing up in this day and age, that there have been temptations, there have been battles. What he's interested in knowing, are you a wimp or do you fight? Are you a man of war? Are you strong, overcoming the wicked one? You're not a soldier. You're not a fighter. One of these pathetic, spongy, effeminate that just goes along with whatever little peer pressure, giggly, little girl type of guys. No man wants you for his daughter. Godly man with a godly daughter wants to know if you kept yourself pure. Fought. And said to me one day, why do I keep being taken on these roller coaster rides? Why is it that I keep having all of these problems? But look at the women that you are around. You ever go down to a godly church? Start seeking God? See if God's called you to be married? No, the reason you don't go to a godly church is because you're not a godly man. Period. That's the problem. You want the fruits of a godly wife, but you don't want to be a godly man. It doesn't work that way. You want a godly woman. Try being godly. Pray. Holy God, oh Father, as we close this final chapter of the book of Proverbs, I pray the book of Proverbs is not closed in our lives. There's so much for young people here, God. There's so much that we as adults can look back and shake our heads and say, oh, we made a mess. If only we had known. But God, we thank You that there is mercy. Oh God, that You can begin to restore and rebuild and You can give us another chance with the next generation, God. Thank You so much, Father, as we plead with them to not make the mistakes, as we plead with them to learn the words of God and the words of wisdom and how to build their lives in the right way, in the way the manual of life instructs us. Please bless them to hear God. Let them not just come in here and then snicker and laugh and get smart and just ignore everything that's been preached, God. Raise up some godly young men and some godly young women. And any of those out there that we don't know, Lord, that listen to this sermon, oh God, bless them to apply Thy wisdom to life. Love You, Lord Jesus. Come quickly. We thank You for the cleansing blood that forgives us of all of our sin. Thank You by the blood, Lord, that You've given us salvation. Let us be ready for Thy coming. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us